Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 24 of the letters of John. Today's title is The Love of the Father. The love of God is like the Amazon River flowing down to water one daisy. Our text today is 1 John 3:1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. We will discover this truth in the last half of 1 John 4:8, God is love. Considering this truth, Dr. David Jeremiah told the following story in his book, God Loves You, He Always Has, He Always Will. In the days when the great evangelist Dwight L. Moody was preaching in Chicago, a poor drunkard stumbled up the steps to the front door of Moody's church. The man pushed the door open, scanned the room, and saw no one inside. His eyes, however, were drawn to a large sign hanging above the pulpit that read, God is love. It struck him with anger. He slammed the door and staggered down the steps, muttering, God is not love. If God was love, He would love me, and He doesn't love a miserable man like me. It isn't true. He went on his way, but these words were burning inside of him. God is love. God is love. God is love. He couldn't resist. Was it true? Is it possible? After a while, he turned around, retraced his steps, and entered the church again, confused and desperate. By now, the people had gathered, and as Moody began to preach, the man slipped into a seat in the back corner. He wept during the entire sermon as anger and confusion began to give way to joy and hope. Afterward, Moody made his way to the door to shake hands with the people as they left. But the man didn't leave. He remained in his seat, weeping. Moody came over, sat down beside him, and asked, What are you crying about, my friend? What was it in the sermon that touched your heart? Oh, Mr. Moody, I didn't hear a word that you spoke tonight, the man responded. It's those words up there over your pulpit, God is love, that broke my heart. Moody sat down and explained to him the depths of God's love. The man listened and gave his heart to God, understanding for the first time that God really did love him. If we could just see the kind of love God has given to us, it would change everything. The word John uses for see in 1 John 3:1 is the Greek word hero. This word means to perceive or discern, and to properly see. It can mean metaphorically to see with your mind, and spiritually to discern inwardly. Some translators interpret this word as behold. God wants you to know how much He loves you. Your Heavenly Father desires for you to know with your mind and your heart that He is love. Love is the essence of who God is. Since God is love, He must love you. He can't help Himself. Everything God has done for you is because He loves you. God sent His Son because He so loved the world, as seen in John 3:16. Romans 5:8 tells us that God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, God died for us. Oswald Chambers reaffirmed that God is love when he wrote, "The love of God is not created. It is His nature. Therefore, as you grow closer to God, you will realize more about His love. When you behold Him, you can't help but see that He loves you." Here are some questions for today. What kind of love has the Father given to you? What What does it mean for you to be called a child of God? How important are John's words, "And so we are"? Why? As you consider today how much God loves you, reflect on this statement by Charles Spurgeon. "Nothing binds me to my Lord like a strong belief in his changeless love." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.